From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now, and you won't be hearing this much longer.
All electronic devices should now be turned off and stowed, as they may interfere with the aircraft's navigational and communication systems.
Today, the FAA announced that airline passengers will soon be able to use most electronic devices, a Kindle, an iPad, a movie or music player, from gate to gate, lifting the ban on using those devices on takeoff or landing.
Cell phone calls, though, are still a no-no, and you still won't be able to connect to the internet or text if the plane is below 10,000 feet. The rules are expected to go into effect in 2014, after airlines determine how the changes will take effect and then go back to regulators for approval. Transportation Secretary Anthony Fox says the news honors both the commitment to safety and consumers' increasing desire to use electronic devices during all phases of a flight. The U.S. Travel Association hailed the changes, but what about flight attendants? Julie Frederick is the government affairs representative of the Association of Professional Flight Attendants and a flight attendant at American Airlines for 35 years. So, Julie, your thoughts?
Well, our organization is delighted with this change. We certainly welcome it, and we've been looking at it in discussions with the FAA for a number of months over it. So we're delighted.
Really, because others are quoting people like Kelly Skiles. She's a 26-year flight attendant and National Safety and Security Coordinator for the Association of Professional Flight Attendants. And she says her greatest concern is that it might put more flight attendants at risk for more confrontations, because now, whereas before on takeoff and landing, everything had to be off, now some things can be on, some things still can't, like smartphones, and you're the ones that have to decide.
Well, Kelly's concerns, and Kelly is our safety and security coordinator, have actually been addressed early on. Kelly had the same kind of concerns that you're discussing, which is how will the flight attendants proceed. But frankly, we are tired of being considered hall monitors, and we welcome it because we think the passengers want to use their electronic devices, and the flight attendants' first goal is to provide safety and security to the aircraft. So we think we can accomplish that.
Even though somebody might be on their smartphone and they may say to you, I'm just reading, and not making a phone call, and you just have to take their word for it.
Well, correct. There's no voice or cellular that will be permitted, so it's pretty obvious to tell when someone's actually having a conversation. And the passengers tell us that equally.
Yeah.
They have no desire for conversations on board the aircraft.
And by the way, are you comfortable with the conclusion that this idea of using entertainment devices on takeoff and landing will not interfere with the flight electronics?
Yes, we are comfortable because there's been extensive studies specifically to address that. And that's why this change in policy has taken a number of years, because they really did want to explore all the safety aspects of interference.
Well, and we understand that there's never been an indisputable link between the use of technology on takeoff and landing and problems in the cockpit. There's been anecdotal, there's been stories reported by pilots, but nothing ever fully confirmed.
Correct. And we are actually working with the FAA extensively on this. There's another briefing this afternoon regarding what types of aircraft, and our understanding is that it will be up to the individual airline to sort of look at their aircraft and make that determination.
Yeah. And there were other studies. There was one released by the Airline Passenger Experience Association, another by the Consumer Electronics Association, that found that as many as 30% of passengers said they accidentally left devices on during takeoff or landing anyway. So it sounds as if this makes your job easier because it was happening anyway.
It does. Exactly right.
Yeah. What about concerns that we heard early on when groups were studying the possibility of this loosening of requirements, that attendants were worried that some of these things, which are not small, computers, Kindles, would become projectiles if there were an accident or even turbulence?
Correct. Well, you know, now that this change in policy has taken place, our position is really about the critical phases of flight, which is taxi, takeoff, and landing, and making sure that it's all carry-on baggage is stowed. So those electronic devices, those laptop computers, those iPads will all need to be stowed, which is what you're talking about.
Oh, wait a
minute. And secured, yeah.
I thought they could be used during takeoff and landing.
Not if it's a large object.
Ah, so maybe a Kindle, but not a big computer.
Correct. And they've looked at weight, seat back pockets. All of this is under further study, and we'll be having discussions about specifics on regulations and implementation.
Huh. Great. Julie Frederick, the Government Affairs Representative of the Association of Professional Flight Attendants, thanks so much.
Thank you.